Greetings. I'm Sabella Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK explores your questions about Southwest Michigan. Tell us what makes you curious at WMUK.org. Today we hear a story that originally aired in October. On a busy stretch of West Nudge Avenue in Kalamazoo, there's a sign with a mountain and a sun that's probably setting rather than rising. This is the entrance for Mount Everest Memorial Park South. That's Everest as in the mountain, but also as in resting forever.
Why is this cemetery different than other cemeteries?
Jeff Sarnacki of Kalamazoo used to run in Mount Everest. He's curious about its style and how it got a play on words name. We're walking around the calm side, away from the busy street.
So that's a lovely view of the Jesus walking on water pond. And yep, here we are at the top of the hill.
Mount Everest is different from other cemeteries because it has very few upright headstones. With the grave markers flush to the ground, it's a vast lawn dotted with flowers and the occasional piece of religious art to break up the sections.
I'm wondering if when they built this, they built this to be an antithesis to like the creepy, eerie, Halloween-y air of that you might get it in a more traditional cemetery.
The city of Kalamazoo has a couple of those more traditional burial grounds. In the 1800s, Americans embraced park-like cemeteries where visitors could enjoy nature and escape the city. Mountain Home on West Main Street was founded around 1850. Here's Western Michigan University Regional History Curator Lynn Houghton.
Recently, when I was doing a tour of Mountain Home, somebody was walking around and they said, I feel like I'm walking around the streets of Kalamazoo because so many of the names there are people that know because they have streets named after them or buildings named after them.
Then there's Riverside Cemetery on Gull Road. Houghton says it opened as a public cemetery in the 1860s. When Riverside and Mountain Home opened, death played a very different role in American life and culture. David Sloan is a professor at the University of Southern California and the author of the recent book, Is the Cemetery Dead?
In the 19th century, mid-Victorian, high-Victorian, you know, death was part of the household. It was, you know, you would take a portrait of someone who had passed away and put it in your living room. You would take a lock of someone's hair and hang it.
But by the early 1900s, Americans were living longer. Increasingly, they died at hospitals rather than their houses, and people held services at funeral homes. Sloan says those changes increasingly obscured death in everyday life.
It's not surprising that we, as a society, would then develop a cemetery that reflected this less sentimental, less visible sense of death.
That's where the memorial park comes in. In the 1910s, a man named Hubert Eaton founded the first one in the Los Angeles area. Eaton envisioned a cemetery that played down melancholy and avoided reminders of death. Sloan says that came partly from Eaton's Christian views.
He believed that we should celebrate that we're going to pass away and move to heaven.
Eaton discouraged the use of monuments. One memorial park enthusiast wrote that they evoked the shortness of life. And Sloan says Eaton saw flat markers as an equalizer.
Instead of families competing to see who could have the most status-oriented obelisk, now it's much more egalitarian, much more democratic.
Democratic, that is, if you are white. Sloan says that at their founding, most memorial parks would not sell plots to people of color. Original deeds for Mount Everest South on Westridge, which had its first burial in 1928, restricted interment to, quote, white human beings. Mount Everest North on Drake Road is more recent. The company didn't buy that land until the 1980s. Jeff Sarnacki wanted to know not just about the style of Mount Everest, but about the name. We haven't been able to find a record from the founders that would explain it, and a representative of Stonemore, the company that owns Mount Everest, says he doesn't have an answer either. But here's a theory. Author David Sloan says that Mount Everest would have needed to stand out in a community that already had cemeteries.
They can try and do it through a name that is catchy, that people can grab onto.
If Mount Everest, the cemetery, belongs to the less somber tradition of memorial parks, and the founders needed to market it, maybe they figured the pun would raise the business's profile. As we walk around Mount Everest, Jeff Sarnacki says he's heard of people having their cremated remains buried in the roots of a tree.
I think I'd want to do that.
But he says he probably wouldn't go for a memorial park such as Mount Everest.
This whole cemetery probably isn't my style, you know.
But hopefully not for a long time in any case.
Hopefully not for a long time, yes, thank you. That's the sign of the cross, right?
This story first aired in October. You can share your questions for Why's That at our website. For WMUK, I'm Savella Mann.